I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. An Indian Jolly screen made of red sandstone is installed in an old doorway in the Asian Gallery at the David Owsley Museum of Art. This stone lattice screen features a repeating quatrefoil design surrounded by looping vines and three-petal flowers. The upper edge of the object is characterized by undulating curves that come to a point at the top. This sort of object is common to both Hindu and Muslim architecture in India. Perforated screens called jollies allow light inside, protect privacy, and compress air to cool it down. When air passes through the apertures, the air compresses, speeds up, and cools, allowing the jollies to act as an early form of air conditioning. The holes in the screens must be the same size or smaller than the thickness of the screen itself in order to work effectively. These holes allow some light in while blocking direct sunlight, keeping the building cool. The diameter of the holes also allowed for privacy, since the difference in light prevents those on the outside from peering in. This made jolly screens popular, not only in outer walls, but also throughout the interiors of temples, mosques, and grand homes. Jollies were originally made of wood, but the embers of the Mughal dynasty, who ruled India from the 16th to the 19th centuries, paired the jolly technology with the beautiful geometric designs typical of Islamic sandstone carvings to create a new signature architectural element. We'd like to thank Ball State student Stacia Schmidt for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.